We believe we've come up with a balanced approach to move this forward.
That's Chatham School Superintendent Dr. Anthony Jackson announcing details of a plan to lift the district's mandate.
If the data continues to trend down as it is on or about March 7th, we will be ready to move forward.
Jackson said the March 7th date was to give students, parents, and staff time to get vaccinated if they haven't already. The date is not set in stone. It will need to be approved by the school board in a special meeting at a later date, and it's contingent on COVID numbers continuing to head in the right direction.
The only caveat I would put out there is that if the data begins to go back up, we may have to come back to you and ask for a reversal.
The board's vote came after a long debate and comments from more than a dozen community members, most of them opposed to the mandate.
Our policies are failing, our students and our teachers are leaving.
We certainly need to be cautious, but the science strongly suggests that the secondary negative impacts in health and learning of mask wearing could potentially be more harmful to students than the risk of COVID itself.
While many residents spoke about mental health struggles and reduced learning outcomes, others cited research showing that mask mandates had fewer COVID outbreaks in schools and lower COVID numbers in general. The result was a sharply divided school board and a decision that came down to a single member, Jane Allen Wilson.
This is really a tough decision. Mm-hmm. And I want for our kids to be okay. I want for our teachers to be okay.
In the end, though, Wilson decided to take what she called a leap of faith and vote yes on the change.
I wish we had more solidarity in our county about safety, but I also wish that kids and schools weren't having to bear the load of the pandemic. We didn't bring on the pandemic, but the focus is on us to protect public health, and the focus is on us to keep kids mentally healthy. Those are in conflict sometimes in this pandemic, and that is extremely hard. And I forgive this monologue, but this is just a really tough vote. I will vote yes with the hope that we truly monitor this situation well, and with prayers to those who are worried about their health and well-being. But I hope for the kids to be able to interact with each other. And I hope that what we see in the spike and its decline will continue into March 7th. Aye.
One policy shift will take effect immediately. Chatham County Schools will no longer require athletes to wear masks during sporting events. The school board approved that change unanimously. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Aaron Keck.